This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I just want to get off some first reactions to the quote that's been going around today regarding the Haslams admitting that it was a swing and a miss regarding the Deshaun Watson deal. So, obviously, this has been a kind of a strange couple of years between the Browns and the fan base, between the Browns and Watson himself. Probably never going to step on the field for the Browns again. I think he's okay with that. I think a lot of the Browns fan base at this point, pretty much all the fan base, is okay with that.
Tough talking Mitch Spinell, live from his car.
You really sold me down the river with this one, man.
Sold you down the river, didn't
you? You made it seem like it was going to be this hard-hitting analysis, well, like I had these thoughts on the Browns. Those are first
Mitch,
reactions.
You are sitting in a driver's seat. Anytime I've seen a man sitting in a driver's seat getting ready to do a YouTube video, he has been screaming at me. So I assume that you were going to be yelling at everybody.
Oh, no, not at all.
Okay.
Hey, very calm.
I try to be as calm and level-headed as I possibly can when it comes to my sports takes.
You just thought you had to get that off your chest. Like, you're like, I have a radio show that I could talk about it tomorrow, but we got to get this out to the masses now.
No, he'd rather do a seven-minute video on YouTube.
I'm fascinated that this deal ended up the way in which I knew it always could. Like, I knew this deal could backfire if you're investing so much money into this.
And
you're essentially risking moving on from one quarterback who thought to be your franchise guy to another. But I didn't think it would be this swift, and I didn't think it would be this, like, assured.
Swift and assured. That's how I like my decisions made. Swiftly and assuredly.
I enjoy the internal monologue of Mitch. I mean, you could tell that he's really grappling with some of these concepts.
I love this.
Some of these decisions.
Well, I love this. Please don't let this discourage you. Keep this up.
I'm going to keep it up.
Mitch not only gave us thoughts on the Haslams and their comments yesterday, he went back to when Deshaun Watson got injured and we had the boos or the cheers or we didn't know it was. He thought about that, too.
That game against Cincinnati, obviously it's not good to cheer any player's injury, whether it's for your team or for another. But even I remember talking to some people being like, when that play happened, their first reaction wasn't, oh, the season's over. It's like, oh, because the Browns' offense had been struggling that much under Watson, and they'd just seen what they could do the year before with Flacco.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, they didn't do what they did with Flacco with Jameis Winston, even though we had, you know, that potential dream in our heads. So, I don't know.
Salient point, Mitch. Well done.
And the way you went from the roller coaster of emotions to, oh, to, I thought that crystallized exactly.
Mitch was like, oh, I was like, hey.
Dilemma you were wrestling with. And I think that was most of the Cleveland fan base.
Oh, the season's over. It's like, oh.
I will say the hardest hitting thing in there was my take.
Now I'd like to go back to that for a second because I think what is being crystallized there from you, Mitch, is that it is tough being a Browns fan, man. It is tough.
Well, it's funny you say that because he had something for those Browns fans who have been on tough times and what they should do when they make their claims that they're going to go get rid of their season tickets.
You know, you get to a point where Browns fans are like prominently spouting on social media, and this is social media, so who even knows if they're telling the truth or not? The people who are like, "Oh, I gave up my season tickets, and I feel so free. I feel so great. I feel so fulfilled." Yeah, your life's really fulfilled getting 4 hours back on a Sunday afternoon. I'm sure you're really happy, you know, mowing your lawn or doing whatever you can. This is not against the Browns fan, because I do understand the frustration when it comes to investing in a team year in and year out. And
wait a minute.
I believe for the last 25 years, falling short.
I love his season ticket holder voice.
That is the ultimate. You made a voice to dumb down the season ticket holder.
537 voice.
Yeah. You made fun of what they do instead of go to the game and then go, "This isn't about going after Browns fans."
I'm not saying every single Browns fan is like that. But it's the idiots in the replies on Twitter that are like, "Oh, I gave my season tickets a long time ago."
Oh, there you go.
Now these ones are idiots. Yes, not every Browns fan's an idiot.
Now the guys that spent their not everybody's an idiot. Just the ones that have spent their hard earned money and stayed loyal to the team.
I think what they're telling you though, Mitch. See, this is where I disagree. And I'm not just trying to babyface it here. It is a big deal to them to give up their season tickets. You know why? Because they've had plenty of people over the last umpteen years going, "You're wasting your money, you're wasting your time. You're wasting your money, you're wasting your time." And in their head, they're going, "No, it's going to be different. I don't have anything else I want to do on a Sunday. I want to do on a Sunday, so I'm going to do that." And then finally, they've given up their tickets. So yeah, it is a grandiose statement to them to give up their tickets that they feel binded to.
"I gave up my season tickets, and I feel so free. I feel so great. I feel so fulfilled." Yeah, your life's really fulfilled.
So don't they forget, can always come back to them if they really want to, but now they have
Mitch,
to earn it.
Remember, there's a personal seat license as well, so this is a big decision for these season
ticket holders. We don't know about June 30th. We don't know if that's going to go down.
Looking back on this, I think that was more directed at the people who don't watch the Browns at like home anymore. Compared to the stadium. Going to the stadium and buying tickets, that's one thing. I should have clarified that.
Oh, we should do another video from your driver's seat.
Yeah, power rank the types of Browns fans that are out there, because you're enumerating all the different types.
I don't know how many different types of Browns fans there are.
Well, okay. You
need three to do the bet.
All right, three reply guys who say that they're selling season tickets and they feel great. Number two, people who dress up in the big costumes. And then number one, normal Browns fans who wear a jersey or a t-shirt to the
normal.
Game.
Name names of people who dress up in giant costumes.
I don't need to name names.
Oh, the season's over. It's like, oh. Yeah.
Are you talking about somebody who wears fruit on their head?
I'm not talking about anybody in particular. But
hauling out fruit on their head?
Not just for the Browns. In general, people who dress up in the giant costumes. That's their prerogative.
In general. You got something against the, Macho Fan?
Not personally, no.
Wow.
Listen, Browns
I know
fans
Macho Fan.
Are a broad coalition of different individuals.
He's a nice guy.
Different races, different genders, different demographics.
Well, absolutely. Are their creeds
and
Mitch different
is,
as well?
Mitch is equal opportunity. Yep. He took shots at all of them
all
in his
them.
Video.
All of them.
Took shots at every single one of them. Do that voice again.
Yeah, I like your Browns season ticket holder voice.
Do the demeaning voice.
It's like, "Oh, I gave up my season tickets 6 months ago, and I feel so free. It's so enlightening to get outside for once in a while and not have to suffer through the hell of a Cleveland Browns fandom." It's like, guys, what are we doing?
"I gave up my season tickets, and I feel so free. I feel so great. I feel so fulfilled." Yeah, your life's really fulfilled.
Good God. Exactly.
All right, Mitch, well done.
Thank you.
Strong words, Mitch. That was some...
Yeah, hey, you know what? Mitch had something to get off his chest, and he did just that.
It's pretty odd that Mitch turned the owner apologizing for what had gone on. How he turned that into a season ticket holder.
Ownership is not blameless in this. I get that. Ownership, I'm not blind to that.
Well, you guys say I carry some water. Holy Lord, listen to this guy over here. Oh. Oh. Podcast coming up after the show. 10:15 a.m. Eastern.
All right,
out who Mitch takes shots at during the podcast.
Yeah, who could be next?
Future Cleveland Rockers fans, you're on notice.
Oh, yeah. Better watch out. Former Jaybirds fans, duck. We're back tomorrow, 6 to 10. We will go around the Eastern Conference tomorrow. We're looking forward to it. I didn't get to have my rehashing of the knockdown dragout we had at 6:40.
Well, it's
over not
going away, because right now the Pistons
fans are starting to find it on social media. This is good stuff.
And the Pistons, right now, I believe, are the 5 seed. Pacers are the 4 seed. But it is looking like your Cavaliers' second-round opponent.
Bring them on.
Going to be one of them.
Bring on the Pistons. It's time to be tough. Stop talking tough. Let them know that you are tough. I don't care. I can't let the ghost of Kelly Olynyk make me afraid. We'll do that again tomorrow. I'm going back to my corner.